Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to What We Said podcast. If you are new, I'm JC. I am the redhead. I went blonde for a second there, but we back in business.
Mm-hmm. I'm Chelsea. I am the brunette one. And we'd like to clarify, because our voices sound very similar, if you're new to the podcast, you're probably wondering why. Maybe you think this is one person who has schizophrenia, but it's two separate girls. So
hopefully that clarifies things for you guys. Today we have a very special guest, Chrissy Rasmussen, otherwise known as Hair by Chrissy on Instagram. Chrissy has done my hair for years, even before. I mean, she still did. She did social media when I started, but she has really
taken off.
Yeah, taken off since. But she's been doing my hair for years and years, and she is the only person I trust to touch my hair. She is basically the hair queen. Mm-hmm. I go to her with any hair questions I have. She's always done an amazing job at my color, my cuts, and making sure my hair has always been healthy. And so a lot of people don't actually know this, but I'm not a natural redhead. I'm actually more of a natural brunette with kind of auburn hints mm-hmm. in my hair. But the red she does on my hair looks so natural that no one even believes me when I tell them I dye my hair. They're shocked. And she also specializes in blondes. Like, she does it all. She's mm-hmm. so good at every single aspect.
Extensions, braids.
Yeah.
If you've seen on Instagram, like, the big blonde braids, the extensions, that's Chrissy.
Yeah. So we're super excited to interview her. She's one of the hardest working people I've ever met in my life. She is a go-getter. She does not stop until things are perfect, and she just always strives to be the best. But she's also really humble and always treats people really well, which mm-hmm. I admire a lot. Her husband Rich also came to the interview, so we interviewed the two of them together, and they're such a great duo, and they're business partners, and he is such a huge part of the business as well, which is why we wanted to include him in on this, because he's been a huge reason I think they've reached success, because he's handled kind of all the business aspects while Chrissy works super hard at her craft. So I think they're a really good team. So without further ado, here they are. All right, we are here with Chrissy and Rich live.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Live in the podcast studio.
Thanks for being here. We're just
going
to jump right on into this interview, get into the good stuff. So first of all, tell us where you're both from. Let's start with that.
All right. Am I going?
Go for it.
Go, Rich.
Okay. So this is the classic American story, right?
Okay.
We lived exactly 1 mile away from each other, both in a cul-de-sac, both directly looking right at an elementary school. 1 mile as the crow flies, they say, right?
Soulmates.
But, yes. But because that's separated by Gilbert Road here in, you know, at Mesa, Northeast Mesa at the time, we were in different elementaries, of course. We were different junior highs, different church groups. We didn't ever even meet each other. It's not like social media now where you just kind of connect with everybody who's kind of your, you know.
In the vicinity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then you didn't. You're like a product of geography, you know. And so basically high school comes along, and we both born and raised in Northeast Mesa. High school, I'm a senior, she's a sophomore, and we have a class together. That's the first time. But again, I think I'm big man on campus. I hate to say that. That sounds really conceited. But I thought
never
I was like,
knew who he was.
Yeah. She had no idea. I always say, didn't you cease to see me wearing my football like jersey
try to,
on Friday?
He would try to flex and wear his jersey. I never noticed. Sorry.
Never noticed. Never. She had no interest. Zero.
But then we got put next to each other in class because I was talking to my boyfriend all the time. He was talking to his girlfriend all the time. So that's how we got to know each other.
I had a girlfriend in the class. She had a boyfriend.
In the same class.
In the same class.
Oh my gosh.
But we always got in trouble talking. So they put us in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, so they like separated you guys both.
Our teacher was inspired. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And the class was actually,
it was actually seminary.
Oh, wow.
So truly
it was
inspired.
Meant to be.
It was truly inspired.
Yes. And so we sat in the back. But honestly, like the coolest part about it is that like we started that whole year. We didn't date till the end. And I'd start thinking if that's legal by the time how old I was and how old she was, right?
I was 15. Wait, yeah, I was 15. You were
18. 16, and I was just, yeah, that's not good. So, you know.
But we were just friends.
But, but that's like the coolest part about it is like for 1 year, we were in this class together and we sat in the back of the room and our boyfriend and girlfriend at the time were in different areas and we talked and laughed and she'd write me notes and we would write back. So like we really started
pen pals
from across the way. You know what I mean? But like, I mean, one time so much so that my girlfriend at the time was like, you like that Chrissy Ellingson girl. And I'm like, Chrissy Ellingson? She's like my little sister.
Rude.
Like, yeah, she always says rude. But I mean, but that's, I think, been the best part about us being 21 years of marriage is like, we are started as best friends, like mm-hmm. really good friends. And I think as much as we work together now, like we would never make it if we didn't have like this long history of like being like really good, like best friends.
So basically to answer your question, we both grew up in Mesa, Arizona.
So the podcast is over?
Signing off.
Mesa easy.
Okay, perfect. So how long, so you dated in high school then for a little bit?
Not really. And that's the whole thing is, you know, I was getting ready to go to college and I was then going to go on a mission for our church and I had that all planned and she's in high school and I really loved high school. Like I had lots of good friends. I dated a couple
dated
different...
everyone.
No, not everyone. I'm very picky. As you can see, I'm very picky, but you know, I dated around and like, and I knew Chrissy, like I knew that every guy liked her. And so like, but I go to her house and hang out, the phone would be ringing nonstop. You know what I mean? Like a boy's calling. I'm like, come on, you know, but I'm never really for the most part, not the jealous type. So it's like, I just lived with it. And I kind of like, okay, so I'm going to go away to college, which I went away for a semester, but she's a junior now,
yeah.
A young junior. She didn't turn 16 till August going into her junior year.
Oh,
so
wow.
She's one of those young.
You would come home from college to go to dances with me.
Oh aww. Man, my friends gave me the hardest time and all of them married girls younger than Chrissy, you know what I mean? But at the time,
they were like, oh my gosh, you're dating this young girl. What the heck?
I liked what I liked and I knew what I liked. So
yeah,
like, you know,
I knew what I liked.
But I had fun in college and still, you know, with all my friends. But I came home for that first semester off and on. This is back in the days, you guys didn't hardly remember this. When you had to buy like
a calling card,
or I called like from my phone, I would spend hundreds of dollars a month.
Like, it was
I would spend
crazy.
Half my paycheck. On making calls.
Are you home. Kidding me?
Dead serious. Because I only worked a few hours going to college. But I would spend
literally. We would write letters too.
We'd write letters. Because letters were cheap and free. You know what I mean? For the most part, 30 cents or something back then, 20 cents. So you'd write letters and stuff like that. I mean, this
so
is
crazy
like.
Crazy to think about.
Yeah. You guys have it so good now.
You know what I mean? Like, you guys couldn't FaceTime.
No. Heck no.
Yeah.
That wasn't even like. That was at the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We
had pagers.
We had pagers. Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
That is
that
so
actually
crazy.
Not even then. Pagers were when I came home.
No, it's true.
Pagers were when I came home years later.
Mm-hmm.
The whole paging thing.
That is crazy. Okay, so when
basically
so,
grandparents.
Yeah, so did a semester. I did a semester of school in Utah, came home, did another semester getting ready to go on like a church mission, which I ended up going to Milan, Italy. And so
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was great. It was,
I love Italy so much.
Yeah, it was
the best.
Beautiful. So basically, the whole time, though, we were like friends. Like, I didn't want it to be like, you can't go, you know, we like spent time with our friends and then time together. Tried to keep it really like fun and not like
really fun
boyfriend.
And fresh.
Yeah, fun and fresh.
Fun and fresh.
Fun and fresh, F&F. So like, okay, you know, like we didn't want it to be, okay, See, she has to do this often. She has to cut me off because I will talk and talk and talk.
So okay, saying. No, it's good.
You'll forget the question.
When did you guys get married?
Okay, I'll try to abbreviate that. So I came home. She was dating another boy. We wrote my whole mission, but like off and on, like I'd write every time she wrote a letter. She took me usually like a month to like write me back. So it was me writing more, but I wouldn't write till I got one back from her.
Yeah.
And so we wrote my whole mission. And then every time I made calls home twice a year, she was actually there. So okay. That was encouraging. She like wanted to be around.
I liked you.
Yeah. Thank you. And so, but when I came home, she was dating someone else and didn't break up with him. And I got kind of butthurt. And
you got so mad.
Well, I mean, I didn't let you know that I get mad. I just had to like, so basically she's like, I'm going to my friend's cabin for the weekend. And then she went with her boyfriend's cabin.
Deep.
So I kind of just had to like cut it. But this is back in the day. You guys, you know, like back in the day when you'd come home, your mom would like write a note on the counter. Like, hey,
like so-and-so called you. You missed this call.
You missed this call. Like, that's what you used to do. So I came home every night. Hoping to find a little note on the counter. Chrissy called.
Sorry.
Never a note. So
that's heartbreaking.
That's okay. It's all right. You know, hey, look where we're at now. Yeah. You know, good things take time, right? Everything in due time.
Okay. So anyway.
So anyways, it was a couple years after that we kind of finally reconnect.
Okay.
It took us.
Oh, a couple years.
Yeah, a couple years.
Like we saw each other at church. I was dating someone else. You were dating someone else. We made eye contact and butterflies were going everywhere.
Yeah, stars,
rainbows,
were aligning,
and fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks. And
then we started dating.
Yep. And okay. Chrissy's always been the type to say, like, I'm not getting married.
Ever?
Like she said that. Ever. She said that for years.
I don't know why.
In fact, she still says that sometimes. I'm like, wait, no, don't you remember like 21 years ago?
Do I show the certificate?
Yeah. So so I was like scared to say anything forever. But we've known each other for so long. We were friends for so long that basically, like, it was time, but I was scared to say anything because, like, she was like,
he was scared
serious.
Of me, basically.
I still am scared of her, to be honest.
Okay. Oh my God. Chrissy, why are you just really independent, you think?
I think so. I don't know. I don't know exactly why. I knew I would get married eventually, but I didn't want to get married so young. Like, I had so many plans of what I wanted to do. Like, so many things I wanted to do. Not that I couldn't do it while I was married, but I just didn't want to get married so young.
Yeah.
And I was like, crap.
You didn't want to be one of those people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So piggybacking off of that, when did you start getting interested in hair?
Okay. So I grew up and my mom never went to beauty school, but she always did hair out of the house. Like, she was the queen of perms. Like,
okay.
Every
Chrissy's
single,
perm was rocking.
Oh, I got a perm every 2 months. I wanted that sucker so tight.
Like, I'm dead.
One time I got it permed so many times, one half of my hair all fell out.
Oh.
So I had to wear like giant bows just on one side of my head because I literally was bald. Because I loved it to be super, I wanted it to be like a poodle. Like, it was like spiral perms, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, so tight. So we grew up watching
around
my mom,
hair.
Yeah,
and
always
and your
do
dad's
hair.
Mom was a stylist too, like a licensed beautician.
But like, my mom never went to beauty school. She just always, she was a stay-at-home mom. She was the best mom ever, but she would just do everyone's hair, like perm them. Even dads got perms back then. Like,
yeah.
What?
All the dads in the neighborhood would come over and get super tight perms.
That's so crazy.
And so we just grew up like around hair and my mom would always let us cut our doll's hair, and we just always loved it. But I never was like, my mom never went to beauty school, so I never was like, okay, I'm going to beauty school. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just love doing hair. And so when I graduated from high school, I was like, didn't really know for sure what I was going to do. And one of my best friends that was still in high school was like, hey, I'm going to beauty school. It sounds kind of cool. Do you want to go? I'm like, sure. Why not?
Got nothing else going on.
Yeah. And so went to beauty school, and then...
But you were also thinking fashion. You were writing me at the time, and you're like, I'm thinking about going to San Diego, like Fashion Institute or something like that.
Yes.
To do fashion or hair.
And then my friend was going, so I was like, let's do this. And so we went, and then just from there, it just went crazy.
But at the same time, you know, I think you have to remember back then, you put how many years in as assistant after graduating?
I mean, it was crazy because at the time, like, there was no social media. And, like, if you were an assistant, you had to pay your dues. We're talking, like,
couple years.
Like, you just were a slave. Like, 6 a.m. to, like, midnight every single day. But not only that, but you didn't get any recognition for doing all the work. Mm. Like, nowadays, like, you're an assistant. Like, you
can tag yourself in the photo. You can post the photo yourself. Yeah. You can be a part of
it's
it.
It's just really start so to build different. Like,
yourself up quicker.
It's building your brand early. Oh, yeah.
They were not nice to assistants at all. But I lucked out. Like, I assisted for people that were super good. And I don't know how I lucked out. But the first person I assisted for.
But that didn't come without challenges. I heard stories that sometimes you showed up and owners were super mean to you and rude. And you'd like just walked out.
That's true. I did do that.
She didn't get to put up with, you know what I mean? It's one thing to work hard.
Yeah.
But to like mistreat somebody, Chrissy doesn't do that herself. Even with the big team that we have, she doesn't stand for that. So, I mean, I think when people did that to you, you're like, I'm out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One thing if they're a hard worker and they really would praise you in the end or, but you know.
Like the first guy I worked for only cut hair and he was so good. Like he was in Scottsdale. He was known to have the best haircuts ever. And he was kind of a little crazy, but so anyway, so I worked for him and then I lucked out and worked for this other lady and then I lucked out. She was like a color specialist. So I learned color super good. And then I worked for this other guy and he was crazy worker. Like he worked every single day. Like
he was Chinese. From Singapore, but Chinese.
Yeah, he was a worker.
Workaholic.
So
and I mean, Chrissy's family's workaholics already. So I think she naturally fit with David Pang is his name. Good old David Pang.
He's
great. And but that's when we got back together. And so I saw you as part assisting with that.
And at the time I was like, do I want to work in Scottsdale? Do I want to like keep that up? Or do I want to like get married, have a family? And there's no way I can work from like 7 a.m. to like midnight every night.
And back in the day, the freeways weren't as good. I mean, you know, it's like you had to like
back in the day, so much back in the day,
right?
Had to ride horses.
Yeah,
the carriages didn't get
there. There wasn't even like the 101 freeway, guys. Like, I mean, seriously, like, so to get to North Scottsdale would just take longer. And granted, with traffic now, it can be bad, but you know, it was like another city away. Do I really want to like work in a whole other city?
So I was like, okay, I'm gonna start doing hair in Mesa where I lived, like. I would go to work in Scottsdale from like 7 a.m. to like 12 p.m. And then I would come home. 12 a.m. And then I would go home and do hair at my mom's house in her kitchen to like 3:30, 4 in the morning. Just to like start building up. Like I want to start building up my own clientele. So
your clients are like booked for 1 a.m.
Yeah. Like no one cared. I was like, okay, you can seriously come at 1 a.m. Sure, no problem. Be there. I'm like, okay.
So it's your typical kitchen hair. You know what I mean?
First we started in the kitchen and then my poor parents got sick of that. They're like, okay, you got to move on. So I moved up to the upstairs.
Well, they built out the upstairs for a sister to live there for a while. And then that converted that into a salon. They put salon styling chairs in there. And,
oh, nice.
And I mean, then they really connected.
My parents were always so nice. They were always so supportive. So me and my sister started doing hair in the attic and we started getting so many clients and so many cars coming in that the state board showed up at my house. But I don't know.
First, the neighbor spit on a car.
Yes,
he like got
true.
An argument with somebody spit on the car.
Oh, because it was just constantly clients.
Yeah.
Like cars.
That's crazy.
Like the neighbors were so annoyed. So then state board came. I'm not sure if my mom called. Or
yeah, the story is like, oh, this person told us. And the more Chrissy looks back at the history, she's like, I think my mom probably called
me. I think my mom was kind of fed up.
To be done. Because when they knocked on the door, she's like, yeah, she's over here. And like escorted her. Like,
she took the state board to the attic where I was working. I'm like, mom, just say I'm not here. Come on.
But it was the best thing, of course, that ever happened because it was time to move on. And
this point, you're married or no?
Yes.
We're married.
Newly married. Like, I mean, months.
Okay.
Months married. And at this time, I thought my whole life I was going to be an attorney. My dad, grandpa, law firm, blah, blah, blah.
He did not know he was going to be a salon owner.
I did not know that I'd be Chrissy's assistant, basically. So I thought for sure I was going to be an attorney, but I loved business. And so deciding whether to go to law school or not, what to do, and all of a sudden, you know, Chrissy has this kind of thriving little business already, like, out of her house, you know, and
he's like, why don't we just open a salon? I'm like, are you serious? Like, he's the business side, always has been the business side. Like, I never once thought, yeah, I want to own my own salon so bad. Never. Like, I just didn't. He was like,
she likes to work. She likes to do great hair. She likes to meet people and, like, do work. And so then I'm, you know, fortunately, I kind of have a crazy entrepreneur nonstop mind of ideas, which, unfortunately, for better or for worse, is just how I am. And so I'm like, let's just do a salon. We can do it. I mean, so we, like, rented this 500 square foot place. I mean, talking two times the size of this room. You know what I mean? I mean, it was a small salon. We had no money, but we just, you know, went to IKEA, actually, and bought the whole place from IKEA other than some styling chairs and a shampoo bowl.
We didn't have a sign or anything.
No sign or nothing.
No.
Just, I think we put vinyl on the door that said Habit Salon. And that's, mm-hmm. we did choose that
Wait,
name
Wait, it was
early,
called from Habit from the beginning. Very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, let me ask, what do you think it was that, because you, if you had so many clients at that point too, even when you were just starting, what do you think it was that attracted so many clients? Was it your, like, work ethic? You were just working all the time? Was there a certain thing you did?
I have some theories, but you go first.
You tell me your theories.
You know, I think, you know, there's this, my kids played Pop Warner football, right? And they had this thing they say when they get in the huddle together, they're like, do the little things right and big things will happen. It's kind of cheesy, but it's true.
I love that.
You know, and I think Chrissy's always been the type to, like, let's make your hair perfect. It's going to take me more foils, more weaves, more time. That's okay. We're going to do all these little things perfect and make them right. So that way the end result is perfect versus, like, I can take a shortcut here, or this is too much work, or maybe I shouldn't do that front piece over again. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. she doesn't think about time or anything. It's about making every job perfect. So I think when every client walked away with loving their hair, especially without social media back then, they went home and their friends and family and neighbor and people at Costco would stop them. And who does your hair? Oh, this girl, Chrissy, here's her number. You know what I mean? You know, and it just started to grow.
And at the time it was like stacked bobs were like the Victoria Beckham super high stacked bob was everything. And that was our specialty. Mm. We love the stacked bobs. And so people would see people with stacked bob.
But done, like, right.
But done, I mean? Right. Like in Costco, they would freak out. They'd be like,
who does in hair? Costco.
Yeah.
Like, we always use that example because people would literally come in, like, I was shopping at Costco and I saw this girl's hair.
I'm dead.
And I was like,
so many people could not stack the bob right.
Because Costco is like the mom central. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's like mom. For sure. That's like mom central.
Saturday afternoon.
Right? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to what were we talking about?
Who knows? Just keep them. Well, no, I think that's valuable
that like you take time, and I think a lot of people try and do shortcuts.
Yeah.
And they think, oh, I just need to fit in as many clients in a day. Whereas if you just fit in one client, but that client gets you 10 referrals, mm-hmm. it's way better.
But I do fit a lot of people in.
Well, but that's the evolution, I think, of looking at, like, how can you be effective with your time that, you know, we teach some classes now and we do a bunch of stuff like that. And that's been part of the really fun thing, the evolution of, like, okay, like, if you're good at what you do, like, how can I be more effective with my time? The old school method was like, I work 5 days a week, probably 6 days a week. I'm not taking any new clients because every day I'm just booked. And we're like, wait, that's not, is that really the life that you probably want? Do you want that? Or like, what if we had assistants? What if you're willing to share what you do with others and train them well so they're an extension of you? Kind of like to say like an orthodontist does, where, you know what I mean? They're like, you know, going in and doing all the key touches and kind of doing the consultation and getting the outlook, you know, set. And, but then having key people in place to like bring it. And they're also training them. And I think that's what's really helped us grow to now 70 people at Habit, because Chrissy's willing to like, look, took me 21 years to get this much knowledge and information. And if you come work, you know, not for me, but with me, like, I'm going to give you all of it. Mm-hmm. You can have it, and just let's do great work, let's do great clients, and let's just like, let's go.
Delegate.
Yeah.
So we started with just a really, really tiny
500
square feet salon, me and my sister. And then my other sister, two sisters started doing hair. So we needed to get a bigger salon. So we got a little bigger one, probably like, what, 1,500?
We went from 500 to 1,000, 1,000 to 1,500. But this time we're starting to have kids. So when you have kids, now I know you have Lady.
Yeah.
You see, you have?
Sophie.
Sophie.
Yeah.
Your daughter?
No, my dog.
No, your dog. Okay. See, again, back in the days, we had kids. We didn't just have dogs.
Yeah.
We had kids, no, right?
We had this thing called children.
Yeah, they're called children.
So never heard of them.
So, you know, wait, where was I going with this story? I tend to do that.
You went from 1,000 square feet. Yes. You're having kids.
Yes. When you have kids, you guys, you just wait and see. Time just like flies. So all of a sudden, it's like every couple of years, we're like,
you wake up and you're 45.
Yeah, and you wake up and you're like, 45, how did this happen? And so, but you're like, wait, it's been 5 years. Oh my gosh. And like, we know what, we're full here. Like, let's expand one more time. So 500 square feet, 1,000, 1,500 square feet, sign the lease, do 4 or 5 years. Then it's like, hey, I think it's time to get a little bigger.
But also we were trying to decide every time, like, do I keep doing this? Like, it was crazy trying to juggle it all. Like we had 4 kids under the age of 5 at one time.
Yeah. And I wasn't involved in the salon at all, like really. So I had a different career.
Okay.
I was a business broker helping people buy and sell businesses. So anyways, that's a whole nother story. I won't go off on that. But for 15 years, we were a rental salon. So pretty much started right when we got married. And you're looking, the first 15 years was a rental salon. I had a different career that I was doing. And so we ran that station rental. Just kind of pay your weekly rent, and that was it. So I would be there, and I'd check on Chrissy and make sure everything was going good and that everyone paid and blah, blah, blah. But we just slowly were growing and growing and growing. But really, you know, the salon was there, you know, to provide Chrissy and her family, you know, space to do hair. So her one sister, just younger than her, Kimmy, ended up kind of retiring, like, from hair.
But all my sisters started having kids, and they're like, it's too much, like, to juggle it all.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I've always been the crazy one. Just always 100 miles an hour. Like if I cook something, like, the whole kitchen's a disaster.
It's usually more on the counter than actually in the bowl.
Like, that's all the ratio, my sisters are so good at everything. They're perfectionists. They cook perfect. Everything's so organized. Me, not so much.
I feel you on that.
Where I got that from.
Same. I feel like I'm the opposite of my mom. I'm like, why did I not get any of the qualities? Like, she's so organized and so whatever. And I just feel like I'm a hot mess. I don't know where that came from.
But everyone finds their own path. That's the great thing about it, right? And you excel in what you do, and they excel in what they do. It's great.
Want better sleep? I know I do. As you guys may know, Chelsea and I are borderline obsessive about the quality and quantity of our sleep. I think we've talked about this a few times on the podcast, but
it's true.
We love to calculate how many hours we're going to get before bed.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's under than 8,
we're not. Tomorrow's canceled.
Yeah, tomorrow will be canceled. Thank you. But Casper is here to help. Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get your best rest one night at a time. Did you guys know that you spend 1/3 of your life sleeping? So you gotta make it count.
The experts at Casper work tirelessly to make a quality sleep surface that cradles your natural geometry in all the right places. That sounds nice. For all you sweaty sleepers out there, like my husband, who I think literally turns into a furnace at night, Casper has a breathable design that regulates your body temperature and keeps you cool while you sleep. It's easy to see why it has an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google.
Wowza. Casper also offers 2 other mattresses, the Wave and the Essential, and other sleeping products like pillows and sheets to make sure you get the full experience at a price that won't keep you up at night, all designed, developed, and assembled in the U.S. Casper delivers right to your front door, and honestly, when you guys see the box that it comes in, you will be shook because I don't even know how they fit that thing in there, but you can set it up and start your 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial.
For you guys, our beautiful What We Said listeners, you get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/whatwesaid and using code WHATWESAID at checkout. That's casper.com/whatwesaid and use the code WHATWESAID at checkout for $50 towards select mattresses. Terms and conditions do apply.
So were there any failures along the way, or did you just keep growing, growing, growing until you hit, like, now you're at Habit Salon? Like, can you tell us of a few?
Okay, so for years we were rental salon, and so we were trying to decide. He was doing business brokerage, and it was right when the economy was, like, kind of starting to die. So
in Arizona, especially.
So give me a year, like 2000.
2006, 2007.
Okay. So
what I was doing previously went to zero. Hair went down around 20 to 30%, I would say. People were just waiting longer to get their hair done because money was a little tighter. But if you were buying or selling a business, most of the businesses closed. They weren't even in business anymore. Like, that's how many people were, like, going under and stuff like
that.
Crazy. It was crazy.
So we were trying to decide, what is our next step? What are we going to do? And
so you ask about a failure. I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, there was a time we had to borrow $10,000 from my dad to make rents, to, like, make it all happen. And we looked at each other a couple times and we're like, what are we doing? I started to cry here. You know, we looked at each other and be like, what are we doing? Like, are we, like, do we have this vision of doing, like, a great business and giving a great service and doing great hair? But, like, it's like what I was doing previously just stopped. And so then all of our focus started to go on to the salon. And we were like, okay, well, like, what we're doing, what we're doing currently.
One of our friends was like, hey, we're redoing the shopping center and we really want a salon in it.
Because every shopping center has a salon, if you think about it. I mean, whether it's a high end or like a Cost Cutters, like every salon, every shopping center has one.
But at this time, we were rental and we were actually losing money because we were losing renters. And we were like, okay, should we go just like.
And our rent was high because we signed it when it was good and she wouldn't renegotiate the rate.
So we were like, what do we do? Like, do we just go and have us back to, like, a small room, just me, and just I'll just do hair myself?
Because she was still busy doing hair. It was just the systems around it were not.
So, like, that was, like, our plan. But then his friend was like, hey, we're opening the shopping center. We really want a big salon. But, I mean, the economy was dead. The whole center was dead.
Nothing in that center. There's maybe two tenants in the whole center. It's a great location, but it's just. The economy played a bunch of parts with that.
Like
center.
For 1 year,
we sat on that lease.
We were like, do we do it? Do we not? Do we do it? Do we not? We're
stressed out of, like, if we don't, then what do we do? I even started nursing school. That's a whole other story. After a bachelor's and an MBA, I went back to nursing school.
Wow.
Because I wouldn't work. It wasn't work. There wasn't really stuff. It was going on. So it was kind of a crazy story.
So we decided to sign the lease. So when we signed the lease, the landlord of the place we rented at found out and was ticked and said, oh, you're leaving us? Okay, you can just get out now. So we were like, okay. So we had no place to work, pretty much. So, because our new salon wasn't even started yet.
Yeah. And so, again, that was right when we kind of, like, had that's they kicked us out. But they said, if you want to stay for 3 more months, which we needed the time to build out, you have to pay us this month much of money in advance. And that's where I had to actually get help because it was like a big chunk. I'm not bringing any income. The renter system's really not working for us at the time. And so, you know, again, you know, thanks to our parents for helping us start and at times of need to kind of give us a little extra help and believe in us was the biggest thing, you know, just really kind of got us over the edge. And then, it's a crazy story because we were the first salon, like, in Arizona to carry Bumble and Bumble. I worked at the airlines in college. We traveling around, went to some really cool salons, Bumble and Bumble. There's this new product. We called Bumble and said, hey, we want it. They're like, we're brand new. We're not even in Arizona yet. We're like, just send us product. We'll start selling it. We love your packaging. We tried it. Chrissy loves it. So our rep, we became really close friends with. She ended up leaving Bumble. Anyways, she called us at that time. And said, it's like so crazy. She called us at that time, so nice, and said, you know what? You guys, what are you guys doing? I have a new company that I signed with, and it's gonna be awesome. It's Orbe. And I think you guys, why don't you fly come out to California? I am friends with all the top salons, and I'll take you around to see all of them.
Every celebrity size that I was obsessed with, she was like, I'll take you to meet them all. Cause at this time, we were just trying to decide what we were doing. She's like, we can talk to all of them, and they'll tell you the pros and cons of commission salon.
And that trip was literally, I think, life-changing for us in terms of, like, seeing some really successful salons, like, who are really passionate about doing like great hair and building something that's positive for them and for their team and being successful at it and what it took. And they, it was amazing. We sat down with 901 Nikki and Rihanna. They were like, that salon hadn't even like fully even like taken off to where they are now. And they took a second of their time to talk to us and encourage us and tell us what worked for them. And I mean, Chris McMillan salon, we went to Tracy Cunningham and Mesh. I mean, some really high end, great salons. And they were all so in like encouraging and like, you know, telling us, you know, what works for them. Just even a few minutes of their time was, and we came home and we're like, okay, like we made a decision already, but how are we going to do this now? What are we going to do? So anyways, fast forward a huge, crazy, probably 9-month build out, right?
And at the time we had nowhere to do hair at because we got kicked out of the other one. But in the center, there was an old Fantastic Sam's and they went out of business, but they were turning it into the massage place, the reflexology place. So like you can go in here for 8 months. That's it. Like you can just use this. So
as money was coming in, we were building out our suite. Our salon, you know, as we thought it would cost 50, it cost 200. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's just like everything takes longer and money. So it's like we kept putting money we made into that, money we made into that.
But we're like, it's okay. It's going to be worth it.
It's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it, right? So she works out of a Fantastic Sam's, a couple renter girls still in there, like, you know, weathering this with us.
There was probably like 5-6 girls left. So we finally got our salon finished. Yep. And we were like, okay, let's do this.
Like we were like, done. Yes, we're like, in. We finally can go.
We pretty much had no furniture left in our house. No couch. We sold everything.
I always say I sold my car to like put in that big marble front desk. I mean, I had a big truck.
Oh my gosh.
Sold it and downgraded my car. You know what I mean? But that's like my truck.
Yeah.
That desk, you know?
But like we were like, it's okay. It's going to be so worth it. And plus we're like, okay, we at least have 5 girls left that are going to stay with us. And
we were going to do what's called a blended where you have like
half rental, half commission.
So explain. So rental is when explain that.
Okay. So the rental is when you rent a space. So you can do it however many clients you want. Doesn't matter. You just pay
work as much or little as you want. You just pay
this amount of money. It's your space. Do what you want.
Okay.
Commission is more like you teach them everything you know. They work under you. They work with you. And they pay you a percentage of what they make.
Of their clients. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Now, granted, we're, you know, booking the appointments and answering the calls and doing marketing and branding and that
right.
kind of stuff too. So anyways, and that's where we went to California and they're like, look, when you brand like that and you do it together as a team, there's so much more power in that.
And I always wanted that, but I tried to do it with rental and it just, everyone does their own thing.
Yeah.
You know,
it wasn't as much of a team.
Yes.
Yeah. It was hard for us to really get that team feel, you know? So anyways, we build it out. We have this like, finally, like we did it moment. Right. And we're like, it's done. And then one of our renters is like, I'm leaving. This is my notice. I'm leaving and people come and go. So it's sad, but it's like, okay. And then we find out that day that she had been working on a salon across the street. And so
clueless. We're like,
you know,
what?
And really like their waiting chairs were the same that we finally put in. It was like
exactly the same. Everyone left with her.
So in fact, when she posted the rental like rates, it was basically a cut and paste from our rental rates but just like reduced by, you know, a few dollars. So it was kind of, you know, but we understand in life and business, you know, that's what makes America great is that there's opportunity. And everyone's trying to do and wants to do their, you know.
Yeah, but find your own opportunity.
Sure, sure. But in hindsight, you know, we loved all those people that were with us and we still love them because we don't want to have, what good is it to have anger? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
there's nothing you can do.
And when we were sad, of course, we were like, look at each other. And for about an afternoon, we were like dead set. We're like, okay, my dad's an attorney. Should we contact like a bankruptcy attorney?
Like we have this whole huge salon built out and just me.
We thought our life was over.
I had two of my assistants that stayed with me.
Yeah. Kelsey is still, and she's still there now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know? And so we had two that stayed and there was, you know, so anyways,
we opened
the new habit and we're like.
What year is this that you opened the new habit?
What year is it right now?
It's
2019.
No idea. It's 2012.
Yeah.
Okay, right? So about 7 years ago.
Yeah. 7 years ago, I think.
And it's the same habit that's there today.
Yes, same habit.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. The original one that's now been remodeled.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Yes, that's that one there.
Okay.
You know, just it's 2,000 square feet in a strip center. I mean, it has everything that we owned that went into it, but it was not this huge palatial, you know what I mean, freestanding building, 10,000 square feet, you know what I mean? But right. It was our little home.
And thank goodness we had Christina that helped us.
Yes.
Because she didn't charge us, really.
It's so true. Christina, who's Christina? Bryan. Christina Bryan.
She's like a interior
Christina's
decorator.
Grown up her whole okay. life with her from kindergarten, right? Mm-hmm. Christina Vance, her maiden name, Christina Bryan. And she designed, you know, our original habit. She designed our new habit, and everything she touches is just
she saw gold. The whole disaster of us.
Oh my god.
You know, there was like, okay, you can pay $10,000 and have it done in 2 weeks. Or I know a guy, you know, Jason, yeah. who did a ton of work for us. And you know, we're gonna have him do it, and we'll do it over 2 months, but we'll do it for $4,000. We're like, we have to do that. That's $6,000 in savings. That's time, but let's just do that. You know, we just had to make it happen.
So we had the big salon to ourselves, and we're like, now what?
So we were like, again, after an afternoon of like, our world has ended. I remember distinctively Chrissy being like, no, like the world's not going to end. Like, we're going to do this.
I think was you saying that.
That's nice of you. He's like, okay. Oh, wait, it was me.
Okay.
Oh, I am the positive one.
No, I think in all marriages and life and relationships, you have balance, right? Like, mm-hmm. one person's down, you notice the other one's like, we got this. And then the next day that person's down, the other one's like, no, we got this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's what I think a good, you know, relationship has. And so we luckily do have, but for a while there, we both were like, oh boy.
Yeah, it's trouble screwed. When you're both down.
We're that's screwed. Funny. And we were like, just stressing. But I said we can do this, we got this, but you said the smartest things, which was, okay, we're going to go to classes. Sorry. We're going to teach classes.
We're all crying.
And we're going to do this thing. I'm such a wuss. We're going to do this thing called social media. Like, we're going to do this thing called Instagram. I'm crying over Instagram. Thank you, Instagram. We love you.
We love you, Instagram.
Yeah. So, but I was like, Instagram? Like, we don't have a blog.
Okay, but
like,
also,
why would we be on Instagram? Because only bloggers.
2012 is like when Instagram was this weird news.
Yeah. I was like, what
but
is it
also,
even?
Also, like at the time, like there, like I love doing hair, but I always wanted something different. Like, I wanted to be like different than other people. And so, not that other people are not good, but I just wanted to be a little bit ahead of the curve, but there was no education. No salon would ever teach you what they know ever, because they're like, why would I give you my secrets? That's what's making me big. Why mm-hmm. would I ever help you?
Especially if someone is across the street. You know what I mean? It's like one thing like, if you're in another state, but like if you're across the street, like why would I even give you my secrets?
Never, yeah, right. Never. So I would be like, Rich, all I want is to go to LA. Go to all the main salons, and we would spend 2 days, and I would get my hair done like 7 times, like colored like one after the other, because I wanted to know their secrets. I wanted to know what was it that made them so much better than people in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why are you guys doing all the celebrities? I don't understand. Like, what is so different about you? So that's the only way we could figure out secrets is being secretive ourselves.
And so, right. So, and that's, that was the culture.
It's being a spy.
But that was the culture. And I think we've all seen nowadays when education in general, it's like the more you share and the more you get back.
You 100%.
Know? Mm. And so, and that's changed everything. So, I mean, but like there's such.
Like 901 was a huge inspiration to me. And they were one of the first people that got on social media. And we saw what they were doing. They started doing classes and everything. So I was like, I have to go to their classes. Like, I have to.
I mean, we signed up for this thing they did called Braid Bar. They were one of the first people to sign up for that. And then we kept telling them, like, we'll go to classes. And they were just launching their class program, which, again, is, like, revolutionary in the sense of, like, okay, we're a high-end salon that's doing great hair. And people are coming to us. And we're willing to, like, whether you work across the street or work in Arizona, like, come on in. Like, see what
they were the first classes that I ever went to that wasn't like a hair show. Like, classes that you're like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so inspired. Like, I really will do, like, I'm really going to do this on my client. Like, you go to hair shows and they're doing mohawks and
yeah,
like 85 different colors. I'm like, I'm not going to do that in a normal everyday life. Anyways.
And so she was obsessed, and it was so cool, you know, to see that. And then she's like, we're going to go to classes and do education and maybe we'll teach. And I don't know. And like, let's do this Instagram thing. And I was like, Instagram, like that's the boyfriend and girlfriend at the football game taking the little selfie.
That was us in that.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. You know what I mean? You guys are prime examples. And then, you know, and we don't have a blog to point people to. So what's like the point? I totally didn't get it, you know, but Chrissy, I feel like has always been ahead of the curve when it comes to knowing that. And on top of that, she was like, from the beginning, she's like, we got to do video. That's back when like Instagram had like 5-second videos.
My videos were so awesome.
They were 3-second videos. I mean, they were like, they were just clips, like little montage clips, like boom, like this. And then, so, you know, I think she just got in early of figuring out like the best way I can showcase my work is to do it on Instagram. Because before, and again, we're so lucky because I feel like for hair, your portfolio, right? You'd have to either have a printed book to show people or tell people, hey, go on your landline computer and go pull up habitsalon.com. By the way, it took me like a long time to actually like load the photos onto my gallery. But if you want to see the work I do, go check it out there. No one does that. No one did that or does that.
Like I knew there had to be, I was like, we have this whole salon to ourselves. Like we got to get this thing going.
And it's so crazy to see.
Gotta make some money.
To see that evolution of like, you know, just hustling, you know, like, okay, like I'm just going to go to work and I'm going to get, you know, I have my one or two assistants and then that turned into three assistants. And then the phone kept ringing. And then it's like the assistants usually wait about a year or so till they move on the floor. But then it was like, okay, like can you start taking these clients? And then some really good stylists also too from around came to us and said, hey, we see you're doing, you know, this thing. We want to be kind of part of it with you. And so we had a kind of a quick little influx of some really good stylists that came and we just kind of just started growing. You know, again, everyone together combined efforts of like, we do great hair. We treat the client the best we can. We're focused on just, you know, the end product. It just kind of started evolving.
We are interrupting Chrissy and Rich's inspiring story to talk about something pretty important. If there is something that is holding you back from going after your dreams or achieving your goals, or maybe just holding you back from living the happy life that you so deserve, BetterHelp is here for you. We are really excited to tell you about such an amazing service. BetterHelp allows you to connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. You can get help on your time and at your convenience. And you can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. You talk to licensed professional counselors who are specialized in areas ranging from anxiety, depression, relationships, sleeping, self-esteem, LGBT matters, family conflicts, anger, or grief. There are 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states, and they are also available worldwide. You can choose to communicate 4 ways with your counselor: phone, video, text, or chat. What you share and talk about is completely confidential, and if for some reason you are not happy with your counselor, you can request a new one for no additional charge at any time. You can access BetterHelp on your iPhone, desktop, or Android, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours, which is awesome. From there, you can schedule weekly sessions or more if you need them. And if money is tight, there is financial aid available if you qualify. BetterHelp is secure, professional, convenient, and affordable.
Please note, broad expertise may not be available locally in some areas. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. What We Said listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code WHATWESAID. Why not start getting help today?
Go to betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. Fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you will love. That is betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. So was there a turning point where you remember being like, this is blowing up, like this is going so well, or was it really just super gradual?
Like, it's so funny because people are like, oh my gosh, like you have 70 people that work at Habit, but like everything is just has been so, like, I feel like it's been fast, but also like not in a way.
Yeah, because you live it day by day. So the every day is.
I think it's just so crazy and so busy. Like, it's just. We're like,
it's hard to take it all in.
Yes.
I find that sometimes too. Like looking back, you're like, wow, we've come a long way, but you're just so busy, you kind of forget to notice.
You're always worried about the next thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's come with challenges, of course, because all of a sudden you're out of space and it's like, well, we need to open up a new place. And then there's the demand, fortunately, has been there. But then it's like, well, we need to hire new people because they need assistance, because they kind of see the way Chrissy has done here. And it's like, let's do 5 days of work in 2 to 3 days. And that's also, by the way, the client gets a better experience because they have help using their hair. So instead of taking 6-7 hours to do a set of extensions and colors, they can get it done in 4 or 5, which is great for the client, you know, too. So it's like good for everybody. So we've just been on this like hiring, like continual kind of frenzy to keep up.
So would you attribute, sorry, Chelsea, do you want to say anything? I'm like going.
Yeah.
All right. Would you attribute a lot of your success to social media then?
Oh,
I mean, almost all of it.
I mean, because like we have been doing hair the same for, I mean, obviously we've evolved, but like, it's just, like, there's just such a big reach and so many people, not only people that want their hair done, but also like people that want to work at Habit and people that
want to learn.
Yes. Like it's crazy.
But success is so funny because it's like you could be an independent stylist and have enough clientele that you want to fulfill your needs and you're successful. So I feel like the success to me is like Chrissy working her butt off for so many years and putting in the time and the effort. Like, yeah, without social media, we probably wouldn't have 2 salons. We wouldn't have 70 people. But hard work has been around forever and hustle's been around forever. And I feel like, yeah, we'd be smaller, but in our mind, we'd probably be doing the same thing, like a big high five going like, yes, like our dreams came true. We built something that is helping provide for our family and that we're working and we're, you know, saving a little bit. You know what I mean? We're like progressing towards, you know, like the American dream, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's crazy, what you guys have built. I mean, it's amazing.
But what's so crazy about that industry is like, again, there's a salon in every single corner. So like our story is not like unique at all. Like, I mean, it's, you know, we're talking about it and it's so fun, but like that story is like being told like, sorry, when I stop talking, that's me tearing up a little bit. Sorry. But because we're doing these classes now, and like when we do a class with the 40 people teaching like extensions, like probably 2 are from Arizona and the rest are flying in. And we're talking to these people. And now we have like this online hair education, we call Haircation. And like we're hearing these stories from other people. So like we're just in Gilbert, Arizona, doing the best hair we can. And we have this little fun story about what we've done. But there's all these different people in different cities and states and that have their own awesome story. You know what I mean? That's like, it's very similar. We're all the same people just doing our hair. And
oh my gosh, lady in the background
lady,
right now.
I love lady.
This is real life.
Here. Yeah.
So, but that's the thing. And so we're all the same people. We're all just happy to be doing it in different cities. You know what I mean? And that's where I think social media has really connected everyone so much together. It's like, hey, I connect with that person. Like if they went to my high school, I'd be their best friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we're the same person. We're just living in different areas. We've had some great friends that we met from Mississippi that came and got their hair done. And now we're like great friends with our family. We have so much in common. It's like we would never have met them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we're the same type of family. We just live in, you know, different areas. And just really connecting us all together is super.
And we never sit down for 2 seconds. So when we do and we start telling our story, we get really emotional.
We never like, wow,
ever to sit, ever.
Yeah. Well, that's her fault.
Yeah. Chrissy is like, well, I probably said this in the intro, but you're one of the hardest, probably the hardest worker I know. Like you don't stop. Nope. Very inspiring. Okay. Do we want to get to these really quick hair questions?
Let's do it.
Okay. So we just have a few questions from our listeners.
Hello,
just
listeners.
Just about hair.
Wait, people are going to listen to this?
Yeah.
Wait.
This is going out to the world. You can go first, Chelsea.
Okay. Best product for oily hair. Are you a dry shampoo person?
Here's the deal. I'm very like particular on products because it's a huge deal. When people come in and they want like a hair makeover and their hair's a disaster and they have been using Pantene or store-bought products and their hair's so greasy and so oily, like your goal hair will never happen. Like you can't
just give up.
Like everything is like so, everything's about toners and toning and you cannot tone hair when your hair is greasy or has tons of product buildup on it. And And like people don't understand buildup. That like those products you, most products you buy from the store, like are 90% like wax. So like you're just coating your hair. It's getting so heavy and flat. People don't understand like how important hair products are. Like they're so important, especially my clients that have kids that are in like 15, 16 year old like ages that are through like going through puberty. Yeah. Their hair gets super greasy, super oily. Like you have to use certain shampoos to help that, like clarifying shampoos, but also certain conditioners. But also back to the question about oily.
Hey, now you're getting off track.
If your hair's oily, you need to make sure. I mean, you need to know, is your hair coarse? Is your hair fine? Is it colored? So that's a very broad question.
So there's a lot of education. And that's what's so fun about hair. There's a little bit of education that needs to go into that. That's why stylists are so like, good so about many people being in your chair and telling you what you
so need. Many people don't understand how important products are. But oily hair, for sure, we're obsessed with Living Proof products. They're really good for oily hair or fine hair.
I have really fine hair.
Do you?
The finest of like, the fine. Living Proof, if you even feel it, it's thinner than it looks.
Too. Living Proof Full and Timeless is so good for fine hair.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
That's what I use. Well, and I was going to say, I just recently did like a hair curling tutorial, and I mentioned the products that I use, and I mentioned you in it. And
you're
I was
so nice.
I was saying, though, that that is so important because I would be like, I don't get it, Chrissy. My hair has no volume and this and that. And you're like, well, what are you, you know, what are you using with this? And then I would tell you, like, yeah, that's why.
Oh, it's so crazy to me how many people don't know.
Yeah.
Like, and so many people ask questions on Instagram, like, I curl my hair, it does not stay. But like so many things start off with shampoo, conditioner, styling products, and all
so
that.
So what is the names of the shampoo, conditioner?
Okay.
Like so the few basic products Living Proof, should have.
Living Proof, Timeless Shampoo and Conditioner, and Full Shampoo and Conditioner are really good for fine hair, even if you have colored hair. That's for if you have greasy, if you tend to get oily, greasy, or no body.
That sounds like my literal hair. Definition of my life.
Yeah. Like your hair will be 100% different hair if you use the right stuff.
Okay.
About to change your life.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm buying those. Like, do you buy those at a salon or can you get them from Amazon?
I think you can get them online. They don't recommend it, I don't think. Because they say that if it's from Amazon, like they're not really selling it to them. So they water it down. Oh, it's true.
Oh.
But like, so.
That's where I've been getting mine.
Well, and that's part of the thing is like Chrissy's like no filter, meaning like she's okay. So Living Proof used to sell only through salons and then they started selling to retailers. So for a minute there, we were like, let's don't carry it because like, let's carry salon only product. And then she,
because people are like, wait, why would I buy it from you when I can buy it from Walgreens? Mm-hmm. Like, so yeah. It's like, it's so hard. Like you want to make sure that you're selling the right and the best stuff. And I feel like things change so much. You always have to be on top of it too.
But that's the thing. Like, even though maybe some of these products can be found online, like there are other products that we could sell that be only salon exclusive, but Chrissy doesn't care if it works. Like she just wants to do whatever works.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Someone asks, how can I reduce or control my frizzy hair?
Okay. So a lot of our clients use keratin, get like keratin treatments for frizzy hair. There's a new product that just came out and I'm trying to remember the name of it. But we've only used it once. It's like a keratin treatment, but it will change your life. So that will help with frizzy hair to get keratin Brazilian blowouts.
So maybe and we then, can get the name of that and put it, give it to you later.
Yeah. Give me a name after.
And then also.
It just came out. In fact, I think they're just releasing like.
Yes. It's the best thing I've ever used. I just did it on Indy's hair and she was freaking out. But, and so then, also products for frizzy hair, you want to get some, we're obsessed with Isles. It's this Australian brand. They say they get the silk in the shampoo from a real worm. So.
Silkworm cocoons. Oh, wow. Wow. Like yeah. That. Like, it's
so
crazy.
And it makes your hair so, so smooth without being super greasy. It's hard to find shampoos and conditioners that are, make your hair smooth and not frizzy without being like super heavy.
Yeah.
So Isles, it's Isles. It's really, really good.
Okay, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for someone who wants to make their hair grow faster, is that possible? And what is your best tips for that?
Okay, so there's this little pink heart that we have. It's called Hair Hearts.
They're so cute. Also, they're literally candy.
Right?
I'm convinced. They're
literally Scooby Snack.
It's so Scooby good.
Snack?
My childhood.
With biotin. Oh,
yes, they're so good. But I definitely, hair vitamins for sure. Just healthy diet for sure, but also number one thing, people put too much heat on their hair. Most people come in and they're like, I just don't know where my hair just breaks off. I can't get it to grow. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, is your blow-dryer, like, do you blow-dry your hair every day? Do you curl it every day? Do you flat hair? Most of the time, people, their blow-dryer is too hot or they curl it too much, flat iron too much. So stop using so much heat.
That, okay. I will say, I stopped using heat, actually not by choice. I lost my blow-dryer. I have no clue how that happened. This was, I mean.
Lady idiot.
Yeah. No, I recently got one, but I went without blow-drying my hair for probably a year. And that's when I had long hair. And my hair was just growing. Remember every time I would see you, it would just be longer and longer. Yes. And I'm like, my hair has never grown like this. And then I think it's because I never blow dried
it. Heat is so bad. Like, it just will trash your hair and your hair will never grow.
Hmm. But also, I feel like heat is the only reason that my hair actually has volume.
Right. It's true.
So.
But and there is blow dryers that you can get that can be cold, warm, and hot.
Yeah.
So you can do warm instead of, like, scorch.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. Have you?
Just takes longer. You're going to take more patience.
Yeah. Have you used the Dyson blow dryer?
Yes.
Do you like it?
I like it. Like, I think
it works. I love it.
I think it works super good. Like, for salon use, not so much.
Okay.
But, like, for home use, love it. Like, it blow dries your hair super good. Like, it's not too hot.
Yeah.
Like, it's not heavy blow dryer. Like, I think it's really good for people at home.
I really like it. That's the one I have. Okay, so what is your favorite curling iron and what size do you usually use? Okay.
So, probably the most common question.
We get this question 5,000 times a day, which
so much so that we're actually developing our own curling iron.
Really?
A habit curling
iron. Are you really?
Yes.
Well, because I was going to say that's something and that's like your trademark.
Too. Yes. But we don't want to talk about it until we do it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so
we listened to a podcast once, and they're like, look.
It was her.
Was it your podcast?
Yes. You're like, don't talk about things and just do it.
No, you said that. You said that.
Yeah,
yes.
We're not a fan of big things coming.
You said like, that. But then it was the how I built this and the Spanx. And she said the same thing. She's like,
no, that's where I got it.
That's where you got it. Yeah. It was like when you talk about it, and I totally do that in my mind. I'm like, oh, I did that idea. No, I didn't.
You just talked about it. Yeah. Because there's something in your brain that when you talk about it to someone,
you think you did it.
Yeah, it's as satisfying. If like, yeah, it satisfies you a little bit so you don't feel the need to actually do it.
Gives you a little bit of a reward.
We're working on that with this big guy right here.
Yeah.
Big guy, what are you saying?
Sorry. Okay, so I don't know how many of you guys are like me, but if you are, you probably have a bunch of half-empty perfume bottles in your cabinet. I honestly think I have like 15 of these that really need to be thrown away. They just sit there unused because I feel like I, you know, use the same perfume basically every day. So I'm here to tell you about Scentbird. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. And this is an awesome way for you to kind of discover and test out new fragrances without having to commit and buy an entire bottle of it. And they carry a ton of designer brands, over 450 if you want to get real specific. But they have Prada, Tom Ford, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, Versace, Calvin Klein. Like, the list goes on and on. You guys can check out more on their site. But I ordered 5 different fragrances from Scentbird this past month. So I got 4 perfumes and then I got a cologne for Leif as well. And I'm not joking. I love every single one of them. I thought, you know, maybe one or two I'd be like, eh. But I really like them all. And Leif loves the cologne as well. And I sprayed the Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue. I got that one. And I sprayed it on after I went to the gym the other day just to test it out. And then today I went to the gym and I wore the same jacket that I was wearing when I sprayed it on. And so it smelled like it. And I was like, okay, I'm obsessed with the smell. So I'm really excited about that one. And then Chelsea says that her favorite scent she got is from Glossier. So if you guys want to try it out, how it works is you choose the perfume that you want to try, and then they'll send you a 30-day supply of it. So that is 120 sprays, which is enough to apply more than 4 times daily for a month. It's also nice because you can see the ratings or the reviews on each fragrance online, so you can kind of go off of that when you're trying to decide which to order, or they have a little quiz on their site for some personalized recommendations if you want to go that route. So we have an awesome offer today for our listeners. You guys can get 50% off your first month today. That is only $7.50 for your first fragrance. That is a deal. So go to scentbird.com/whatwesaid and use our code whatwesaid for 50% off your first month. Again, that is Scentbird. I'm going to spell this out for you guys. It's S-C-E-N-T, bird, B-I-R-D.com/whatwesaid for you to try out your first perfume or cologne for only $7.50. That is a steal, so go sign up and get ready to smell real good.
Okay, so anyways, curling iron. Okay, so we've tried every curling iron, but I think the easiest one for people to use at home is Babyliss Pro. And 1 1/4 inch or 1 1/2 inch?
Those are the ones I have. I have both.
Yeah.
Love them. They're the best.
Just workhorses. You know what I mean? Nothing super fancy, but I mean, they're just,
they do the job.
Okay, maybe all curling irons are not expensive, but I feel like they're pretty affordable.
They're not that expensive at all. You can get it on Amazon for so cheap.
Yeah.
Cheaper than you can at a beauty supply, which makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the point of having a beauty license?
Yeah.
Cheaper on Amazon.
Seriously.
Amazon ruined everyone's lives. Right? But okay. Made it better at the same time.
Can you tell us a little bit about habit extensions and the upkeep that comes with that? A lot of people asked about.
Okay, habit extensions are probably the best thing that ever happened to people's
hair.
Life. Like, it can make your hair thicker. It can make it have more texture. It pretty much saves everyone's problems. So the upkeep about, a lot of our clients live out of state, and so they don't come that often. So some people wait 3 months.
That's how I am.
Yeah, some people wait 4, but some people do not like them to grow out, and they come every 6 to 8. But
they're 6 to 8 weeks?
Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks. But usually most people 8 to 10 weeks.
I think that's about how long I wait usually.
Yeah.
And they're not, like, they're tied.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not, like, because people ask, like, oh, are they beaded? One knows what they are.
Like, this should be a whole nother podcast.
Yeah.
Because, like, extensions are crazy. Like, I've tried every single kind there is, like, literally every kind starting 10 years ago. And because I always knew that I wanted them for my hair, and I always use clip-ins and I want something more permanent. But everything I tried, I was like, I would never do that on my hair. So this is the first one we've ever found that we actually love. And people, we always take before and afters of people's hair and make sure their hair's growing. Because if it's not, then I won't do that method anymore.
I like that.
Yeah. So it's just, it's easy. I mean, like,
it doesn't damage it.
Doesn't damage it. Like, no. I mean, obviously some people come in and they've been scuba diving for 4 weeks and don't ever brush their hair. So you can't get them out. So, I mean, obviously you got to be smart and brush your hair.
Right.
But, like,
scuba diving for 4 weeks.
Just like if you got a crown at the dentist, but then didn't ever brush your teeth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you have to, do home care.
Yeah.
But we found these are the best and the most healthy and low maintenance.
Yeah. I love them. I have a row myself.
Thank you.
Love them. Okay. So last question is, are you going to be opening more salons in the future? Do you have anything exciting that you're working on?
Well,
besides the curling iron.
We just said we can't talk about it, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, got to end it now.
Already in the works.
Yes. We just opened Habit 2, and it's been amazing. We have a lot of more things coming up we're so excited about.
I mean, we have such a great team that sees that vision of, like, doing the best hair in the world. And that's, you know, that's a goal that we have. I mean, it's, again, Gilbert, Arizona. You know what I mean? Like
we have literally, like, the best hair people that work for me. Like, they're the best in the world.
They're passionate about it. They work as a team. Just because the person next to you is busy and maybe you're not, the old school method was like, oh, well, since they're busy, I'm not. Like, that's a bad thing. Like, they're upset. You know what I mean?
But everyone, it's not that way. Everyone's always so worried about stealing each other's clients.
But everyone's helping each other, and in that we're all building up. So the goal is, as we, I think, progress, we have our online hair education, haircation, and then we have some really cool changes we're doing with that. Some, like, new features and stuff that are just about to be launched probably in the next week or two. So we have that. We've been teaching classes.
Hopefully salons and other places also.
And we're working on, did you hear that? We've talked about it, but again, salon in, like, probably California, like a small boutique location. You know what I mean? Just something fun. This is still we envision our home base.
Yeah.
You know, with our team and training with Chrissy and together and developing that. But Arizona, it's 120 in the summer. No one wants to be here.
I want
to
get the frick out of here.
You know? So, you know, and so I'm sorry, everyone in Arizona has a little bit of California envy. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
for sure.
So we, so the thought of having a little place, we've been working on it. Hopefully that'll come together this year. So we're excited.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I really, really hope that happens.
Yeah.
So do we. You get blowouts every day.
I can't wait. Okay. Sorry. I just thought of a question that I want to ask as... Sorry, I'm just taking over. But
well, you guys have a lot of history together. You got it. You know what I mean? That's the thing. You guys have a lot of history together.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for someone who is aspiring to do hair, who just started out, or who's struggling, or just owning a business in general? Do you guys have any good advice?
I would say be the best and just do your best work always.
I heard this really cool thing.
He's really good at quotes, by the way. Every night he gives us a quote before all of us, like me and the kids, like before bed. It's the best ever.
Oh,
I'll send you some.
So
can I get one every night?
Yeah, put it in a group message.
It's the best ever, but you have to get a video because it's the whole package. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the whole experience.
So, yeah, he's very inspiring.
I do have a couple things, but I don't know. I think you have to be willing to put yourself out there. I think a lot of people, you know, are scared to have failure. So I think, but with that failure, you're going to have to try things and learn. And if you don't feel like you're confident enough or know enough, like find somebody who does know, who you want to mentor with. And I mean, the salon business industry is full of people that need great assistance. So I always tell our assistants when they start, like, anybody can go mix a bowl of lightener and then apply it on. But understanding why you're doing it and how to do it and really understanding the process is going to make you so much more of a better stylist. And that's their goal, is finding people who really want to do great hair. But you got to be willing to, like, be learning every minute and every day versus just, like, showing up for work. Because I always say, if it's about money, it'll never be enough. I don't care who you are. If it's life's only about money, you'll never have enough. But if you care about doing great hair and being the best at what you do and being satisfied in that, then, you know, I think you'll find, you know, that they'll work extra hard. They'll stay later. They'll put extra time in. When times are tough, they'll get over it because they have a true passion for it. So going to classes, going to education, finding a great mentor, working hard, hustling, studying. I remember when Chrissy first was, like, going to do braids and stuff, she is like, I'm not good at braids. So what did I see her do? I saw her practice, like, all the time, watching videos, watching tutorials, practicing on clients, and to the point where she felt more confident with it. So I think it's being willing to, like, hustle, work, and, like, just be willing to fail, but then also, like, get over that learning curve.
Yeah, I was going to mention that earlier, actually. I feel like, I mean, I don't know you very well, but it seems like you're always a student. And I think that's important, to always be a student of your craft.
For sure.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm,
no matter how good you think you are, it's like always more to learn.
Yes.
Well, it's always changing. That's one of the greatest things about hair, is that it's like...
It's never the same.
It's never going to be the same. Styles always change. That's what makes them exciting and new. You know what I mean? It's
always going to be... Yeah, new thing. Trends and fun
we
stuff.
We talked forever. Sorry.
Well, hopefully, no, it's okay. Hopefully the perm industry is going to come back again, because you're really good at you guys.
Yeah, I want curly hair.
Oh,
yeah.
It's coming back.
I'll be like Annie.
Yes.
We need to invent a perm that doesn't smell. If we can invent the same stuff that just doesn't smell like perm.
They smell way better now than they used to.
Well, that's good to know. Because the old days, you walked in a house and the perm smell would just knock you.
The perfect ending.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for letting me ramble.
You guys are a ball.
No, thank you.
But thank you guys so much for listening. So where can everyone find you on Instagram?
Okay, my handle is hair_Chrissy. And then we have Habit Salon. I have like 30 Instagrams. Do you want them all?
Is it just Habit Salon with nothing?
Yeah, okay. Habit Salon. And then we have our hair education, which is Haircation.
Okay.
And then we have Habit Extension Method.
Okay. And then Rich... Give us
Haircation.
I do not have a personal okay. one. I mean, I do, okay. but you do not need to follow me on that. I don't
follow their dog.
I am busy being a Mr. Mom. And Cody_the_toy_poodle.
Guys, they just got
that's
a toy
our
poodle.
New dog, our first dog ever.
It's Lady's boyfriend.
I mean, we have, like, my hair hearts.
Oh, yeah, we have like 30 Instagrams.
You know, it's great. We just have, you know, I feel a like bunch of apps coming. There's a bunch of stuff we have.
They can find of it because it's all connected.
Yes. But here, by Christy, you can find it all.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And what's your website?
It's
www.habitsalon.com. And then we also have www.haircation.com.
Okay.
Probably your two biggest to find us.
Perfect.
Yeah. Go look them up, guys.
Okay. And then if you want to follow along with our podcast, our Instagram for that is at What We Said Podcast. And if you guys follow along, you can be more involved. We do lots of polls and have you guys answer questions or ask questions that you want to be featured in the podcast. So it's a really good way to stay connected. We're also going to start giving little sneak previews of our guests and stuff. So it's a good way.
And if you want to be extra awesome, subscribe to our podcast. Did I say that right this time?
Subscribe. Yeah. Chelsea's had a subscribe, habit of saying,
like, I always say subscribe.
Share, right? So do I.
It's so hard.
She always says subscribe. Yeah. She's like, subscribe. And I just look at her.
Like, subscribe. I know. Subscribe to our podcast. Rate and review us. Give us 5 stars and write something really nice.
Boom. Boom. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. And
that's what we said.
Bye.